I Am series is continuing, and we're looking at these seven statements in which Jesus says, I am. So we're talking about I am the bread of life today. So let me ask you this. When is the last time that you were hungry? And I'm not talking like, oh, I'm hungry, I can whip into Whataburger and get some food. When is the last time that you were hungry and had no prospect of food? Probably never. I don't know. How about thirsty? When is the last time that you were thirsty with no prospect of water? That's probably more like never ever. Because clean water is so available to us. I mean, we might not like the taste because it like comes from the city, but it comes out of the spigot and you can drink it and it's not going to make you sick. Clean water is so available to us, and it's really kind of lost on us. What a privilege that is. I mean, there are places in this world where people will walk 2 or 3 miles round trip just to get clean water in a jug. I mean, we are internationally, we're becoming passionate about clean water in Cuba because having clean water makes a difference in the health of the children there in Cuba. Our text today, Jesus tells us that he is the bread of life and says that we will never hunger or thirst again. Before we read today's scripture, I want to remind you that there's a double meaning in these I am statements that Jesus is making. In Exodus 3:14, God said to Moses, in response to Moses asking, who shall I say sent me? Moses says, I am who I am. And he said further, thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent you. And so Jesus using this I am statement was really scandalous to the Jewish people. He's making a statement that I am the I am. When he says I am, whatever it is he is saying to be. So our text today comes from the Gospel of John. It's chapter 6, verses 35 through 40. Hear these words. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. So Jesus uses this I am statement, and he says that he is the bread of life. I mean, how can someone be the bread of life? What does that really mean, that Jesus is the bread of life? First off, we need to understand what bread meant to the first century Jew. It was everything. It was the basis of their diet. There were days on end when that's all they ate. And they didn't eat 3 meals a day. They ate 2, sometimes 1, sometimes no meals each day. But bread was the basis of their diet. And it could be all different kinds of ways. It could be big and grainy and rough and flaky, or it could be like a tortilla or pita bread. But oftentimes it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner if they ate three meals. Bread actually gave them life. So Jesus is saying that he gives life. But in this instance, life has two meanings. And we don't really think about this very often. But I believe that every breath that we take is a gift from God. We have life in our bodies simply because God allows it. God has willed it to be. And each breath that you draw is literally a gift from God. Because he is life. He gives us life. We don't always realize that we live because God wills it. But the second way to understand this, and I think just as clearly what Jesus is talking about, it's a spiritual kind of life. Something better than just existing. Something that is better than just being. What Jesus is talking about when he's talking about the bread of life is he's talking about a new life in him. Through Jesus, through our relationship in Christ, we are given a whole new life. We are forgiven. There's no need for us to atone for our sins. There's no need for us to try to earn our way into heaven because we can't do it. We can never be good enough to earn our way into heaven. Our sins, the price for our sins has been paid. And it's been paid by Jesus Christ. And in him, we have new life. In him, we have eternal life. And a life that through his sacrifice never ends. We will have the privilege of spending an eternity in the presence of God. That's what Jesus means when he says, I am the bread of life. That he gives new life. Our passage continues with, those who believe in me will never hunger or thirst again. Jesus tells us that if we believe in him, we will never hunger or thirst again. And of course, this is a spiritual hunger or thirst. What does this mean and why does it matter? He's talking about this spiritual thirst that we have. I believe that we are created with a drive that causes us to search for God in some way. I've heard it described as a God-shaped hole in our heart. But I think innately, part of what it means to be a human is to be searching for this connection to God. And it comes to us through Jesus. We are created with this desire to find God in some way. And at some point, if we don't understand who God is, who Jesus is, if we have not yet tasted of the bread of life, we will hunger and we will thirst for that. And what Jesus is saying, in me, that will all be fulfilled. If you are in me and I am in you, then you will never hunger or thirst for God again, because I will be in your life. He goes on to talk about, I will not drive anyone away who comes to me. I don't know if you all remember the movie Cinderella Man. Came out in 2005. Russell Crowe was the star of it. Renee Zellweger was in it. It's a true story about a boxer. His name was Jimmy Braddock. And he's sort of a over-the-hill boxer, and it's during the Depression. And, I mean, his family's, like, living in, like, a room in a basement. And people are trying to work, and there's no work. He's trying to work and to work, and he ends up having a big prize fight. And it's all about that. But there's this scene in it that I still am haunted by. So he's got a little boy. And he's got a couple of three kids, but he's got this boy that's about eight or so. And he goes out and he steals a big piece of sausage from a butcher shop. And he brings it home. And his sister immediately rats him out when dad gets home. And he says, Jimmy stole. And so the father goes to Jimmy and says, did you steal? And he says, yes. And so he drags him to the butcher and returns the sausage uneaten, unopened. And then there's this scene where he gets down on his knees and he looks at his son and he asks him, why did you steal? And he told a story about one of his friends whose parents had sent the children away because they could no longer feed them. They sent them away to go somewhere else where they would have food. And the little boy looked at his father and he said, I stole because I didn't want you to send me away. And Russell Crowe looks at him and says, we never steal. We never ever steal, no matter what. But what you need to know is I love you and I will never, ever send you away. And with that fear gone, that boy will have a different view on life. Verse 37, Jesus promises, those who come to me, I will never drive away. When we come to Christ, Christ will never reject us. He will never turn away from us. In verse 38, Jesus says, I have come down from heaven. It's reminiscent of the manna from heaven that fed the Israelites as they were wandering in the wilderness. Jesus has come down from heaven, and he is the bread of life. Brothers and sisters, in Jesus, you have everything you need. Because Jesus is the bread of life, you will never hunger or thirst for God again. Jesus is your everything. Jesus is all you need in life. His presence will be with you always. He will never turn his back on you. Because Jesus is the bread of life, you are loved. You are loved by the God of the universe. You are loved so much that Jesus is willing to become one of us and to die on a cross that you might have eternal life. That you might have salvation both now, in this lifetime, and forever. Because Jesus is the bread of life, you are free from sin. You are forgiven. The price has been paid for you. You have this moment in your life in which you can choose to take up the bread of life. You can reject it. Jesus is the bread of life. He wants to be a part of your life. And maybe Jesus is the bread of life for you. Maybe you have already accepted that gift of salvation and grace that comes to us from Jesus. If that's who you are, if that's where you are in your faith walk, then I want to ask you today, what are you going to do about it? You have found the bread of life, and you will never hunger or thirst for God again. He will be present in your life. You have the gift of eternal life. Are you going to share it? Are you going to share that good news with the people that are around you, that are in your community, your friends and your neighbors, that don't yet know the bread of life? Those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness and God. My brothers and sisters, you have the answer. And it is Jesus. As you go out into the world this day, share the good news of a risen Christ and the eternal life that is yours. Let us pray. Oh, Jesus, you are the bread of life. You are our everything. We are so grateful for you and for the price that you were so willing to pay on our behalf, that we would be forgiven, that our sins would be driven away from us as far as the east is from the west, that we would be able to stand before the God of the universe, spotless as a lamb, washed in white. And that's because of you, the bread of life. Father, help us to go out into the world to share this good news of your everlasting life. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.